have introduced to you the idea of knowing, recognition, and the practice of feeling, sensing through the body. And there's an interplay between these two. Just as there's an interplay between all of it and the mind thinking, the mind reacting, wanting, not wanting. And as we settle, as we take time for the present moment, we start seeing this interplay. We might see the unnecessary complications of the mind, or how the mind activity is different than the sensations of the body. So for now, if it's available for you to relax into the body, maybe there's a way of releasing into the body. Releasing the body into the body. Is there some place in your body that's the center of gravity? Or the place where there's the weight of the body seems to be most at rest? Relaxing into that center. And if there are physical sensations associated with thinking, the thinking mind, perhaps agitation, perhaps tension, pressure, take time to feel that. To know the sensations. And if it's easy enough, relax those sensations. And quieting the thinking mind. Opening again to your body. Maybe there's a broad awareness of wide scope of the body, the torso or someplace. Feeling the sensations of body. Sometimes a broad pulsing or tingling, vibrating. Temperature. Sometimes attention is drawn to particular sensations of the body. And whatever sensations that way of experiencing the body that stands out for you. What is your relationship to it? Are you more in your thoughts thinking about it? Or thinking about something else? Not so connected? Is there subtle or not so subtle ways of being for or against the sensations? Or are you neither for and against, just content to be present? Do you want to go away, or do you want more of it? Is there desires in relationship to it? And separate from any way in which you're relating to it, there is the sensations in and of themselves. And what can give a kind of intimacy to feeling sensations? is that the sensations and the sensing of them are non-dual. They don't exist apart from each other. Sensations and sensing occur together. They are the body's way of experiencing itself. And whatever sensations you have in your body, an expression of being alive. Of being conscious. That won't be there when you're a corpse. And then there's the knowing of the sensations. A way in which the mind receives the sensations, the information, or the way that the mind directs attention towards that part of the body. And the simplest knowing is the mind registering. The event of a sensation. The mind receiving it, taking it in. Maybe in such a way that the mind will remember some minutes later that you had it, those sensations. The more clearly the mind registers or knows, the more likely you are to remember. and more clearly the mind knows, maybe the clearer can be the sensations as you sense them. And whether you're settled and focused or not, you can know or recognize the way in which there's a shifting of knowing and sensing, reacting. Even if you're quite settled and focused on something like the breathing, the knowing is shifting. A loud car goes by and somehow that shifts things ever so slightly, and then back to the breathing. Sometimes more in the sensing. Sometimes more in the knowing. Sometimes can't tell the difference. Moments of knowing clearly come and go. And even if sensation seems to remain for a while, the sensing of them is stronger and weaker, oscillates. The sensing is present with the sensations, and then not so present. In the present moment, there's a flow of experience that comes through. sometimes sensing it, sometimes knowing it. Sometimes moving between different sensations, different knowings. Maybe it's as natural as a river with water flowing down. So there's the river of your experience, your knowing, your sensing. Relax into it. Being content to notice it whatever way is available to you. Not more, not less. Just as it is. If your mind is thinking, recognize that's the case. Know it. Let that be an occasion for a moment of knowing. Thinking. A moment of knowing that has a beginning, duration, and an end. Thinking. And after recognizing it, maybe trusting having a quiet mind, trusting, resting in the sensations of the body, being available to how sensations appear, being available to how sensing comes and goes. Being available to how the mind will know what's happening. Simple knowing. mindfulness, awareness, sensing and knowing, whatever way you're attending to your direct experience, it is not constant. It's not a steady stream. It's an ebbing, an ebb and flow. The ebb and flow of particular sensations becoming stronger and weaker. The ebb and flow of moving between sensations. The ebb and flow of knowing, being clear or less clear, present or absent. The ebb and flow of knowing being directed or receptive. And then when I ring the bell to end the sitting, give time to that, for that to happen, to listen, but notice how the ebb and flow of all this changes. How the amount of sensing you do might change. Your connection to knowing might change. Your involvement with thinking might shift. How does things change as you hear the bell, as you get ready to shift and change your posture? open your eyes, whatever you do. So the territory of this mindfulness practice that we do, the domain in which we live, is in our attentional faculties. That's where the unfolding is, that's where the growth, the development is. And in particular, but not limited to, sensing our experience that can only happen in the present moment, and knowing it. And so this area, this domain of knowing and sensing, feeling and recognizing, that's where we're swimming, that's where we're floating, that's where we're exploring. And it's possible that as we get a sense of the different aspects of attention that come into play, different forms of attention, that there can be a little bit more curiosity how this works, interest. Like just like now we're beginning to see the landmarks and the tools and the what's at play that might make it more interesting to be present. Maybe more so than if the idea of mindfulness is simply like just stay on the breath and be with the breath, be with the breath, be with the breath. Which that can be great, that I want to put that down. That simplicity of just being with the breath is so powerful. It lets things kind of shed and fall away. But being with the breath itself is engaging these attentional faculties and beginning to get a sense of them and watch them and be attuned to them. It's interesting. And this relationship between sensing and knowing is one that begins to shift as we practice, where they come into harmony. Come closer and closer together. In this way, if I'm sitting and there's an ache in my shoulder, pain, say, and I can recognize it this way. I have pain in the shoulder. I have pain in my shoulder. That's maybe an innocent enough, obvious enough, the way I have pain in my shoulder. Or it could be, I have pain in my shoulder. And then you see there's more, a lot of involvement. And you see the involvement or the irritation around it or something, and then maybe that lets up a little bit, and it's just, I have pain in my shoulder. But it turns out, then at some point things get quieter, the mind, and you see, I don't have to call it my shoulder, I have pain in the shoulder. That's simpler. Then as the mind gets quieter, I don't have to add the I, pain in the shoulder. And when the mind gets quieter and quieter and quieter, even the idea of the shoulder is too much. There's just pain, recognizing pain. Mind gets more sensitive. It's not pain. Pain is an abstraction, abstract word, that umbrella word. It's pulling and tightening and stabbing and burning and all kinds of exciting things in there. And so there's a recognition. So when it was, my shoulder, I am having pain in my shoulder. That was kind of, it was an act of recognition, but it was much more removed from the experience. It was more in the world of pulling in abstractions, generalized ideas of I, mine, even shoulder. And it's kind of not yet in harmony with the simplicity of the sensation. It might be in harmony with my conceit. But as things get quieter and more softer, the knowing can get simpler and simpler and simpler. So after a while, it's more in harmony with the knowing, with the sensing. Oh, it's pulling, burning, tightening, things like that. Or it could be something pleasant, softness, warmth, pleasure. So that it has to let the knowing become simpler and simpler to just match. Like a glove that fits, a hand that fits into its glove, or something, glove that fits into the hand, so that the no act of knowing is a real direct kind of fit for, not the same thing as a sensation to knowing, but there's like they fit nicely together. They're all, it's so simple. And when it's not simple, there's my pain, my shoulder hurts so much, and why is this happening to me? That's fine. That's just another thing to know and sense, feel, and recognize. Oh, irritation, a lot of thinking. That feels like pressure and tightness. What can happen, I believe, for many of us, is that there's a certain kind of reactivity or relationship or judgments or ideas about what's happening that's left off stage, like a stage director in the kind of directing the show. But the idea is that everything's supposed to be on the stage to be seen and recognized and felt and known. And the art of this practice is to remember to include the stage director or the reactor, to include the self-pitier, to include the whatever it might be. It's just one more thing to know, just one more thing on the stage. It's not right or wrong to have that. It's just one more thing to know, and you get to practice knowing and sensing. What does this feel like, this irritation? No, it's as it comes with these sensations. Let's know these sensations in their simplicity. And but if we don't recognize the stage director that's off stage, it's there to kind of gum up the works. But if you're just in, everything gets included, this too, this too, this too is kind of like a mantra, this practice, this too what? This too is to be sensed, this too is to be known. And then as things get simpler and simpler, there's maybe in the sensing and the knowing, there's less and less reactivity. And the sensing and knowing come into harmony, or come into kind of a mutual simplicity. So, if maybe some of what I said supports you in kind of your interest, curiosity, what's happening here in your practice. And if it seems like what I'm saying is not doesn't make so much sense to you, it's completely fine to go back to sensing and knowing what is working for you, how it is going for you. So thank you. And so we have, I'm seeing today the second half of you here in person. So if you didn't have a practice discussion yesterday, you'll have it today. And hopefully that's the case. If you're not in either list, then let me know. And so the Wednesday, today's Wednesday's sheet is up on the sheet. And in case you haven't looked at it yet, I don't know when it was put up. Because I think the first person is Kathy and then Kabita. And stay close to your practice. Enjoy it. May it bring you ease. Thank you.